All right, we got to move fast here. It's 1:58 at Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. On our phone lines right now on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline, it is Craig Jr. Miller. Hi, Craig. How are you, sir?
God, you guys always cut this so damn close. Like inside a minute.
I'm so stressed right now. I'm so sorry. We never learn, Junes. All right.
35 seconds to the worst moment of the year.
The worst moment of the ticket year is here. Junior is here to walk us through this. We've given him no time to prepare, but Junes,
I don't know if I'm ready.
Help us, please. Help us.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to set the whole thing up after the actual moment passes, okay, because we are now 17 seconds from the worst moment of the year. I hope everybody is bunkered down in a safe place, surrounded by loved ones, with plenty of urine in case the water supply is contaminated. I hope you're sinking your teeth into a piece of pizza, because here we go. 5, 4, ooh, 3, 2, 1. Oh. Hold on tight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look around. Is everybody okay?
I think
we made it. I think we made it. I don't hear any sirens going off. I don't hear anybody screaming here in the neighborhood. I don't hear cars crashing. I don't hear people staring out the window and seeing monsters.
Julie?
And going crazy and trying to kill themselves.
Yep.
Can I let go of Bob's hand?
Julie, I think we're safe.
Julie's made it. Julie's on the other side.
Mm-hmm. My ticker room's very safe.
Craig.
And it gets better from here on out. From here all the way to the best moment of the year, which is the first Saturday in December at 7 p.m. It's nothing but on the upswing from here.
I guess I didn't know when the best day of the year was or the best moment of the year. I'm now familiar. Usually we're at training camp, and usually we're frustrating Junior by cutting this way too short at the tennis court. Now we frustrated you back in Texas by cutting it a little too short. Now the good news is...
He always hit me up like a week early. Hey, we want you to come on and walk everybody through the worst moment of the year. And then you get me on with 20 seconds to the worst moment of the year.
I'm so sorry. We never learn.
Falling for it next year.
No,
I'm
no.
Falling for it.
We're going to have you on for like the 45 minutes leading up to it. We're going to have you take us through news so we think this through properly. So now that we've totally mistreated the worst moment of the ticket year, but survived it
any year.
Why?
Moment of the year, not the ticket year.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Any year. Anybody's year.
The worst moment of the ticket year is when Sean and I fill in for the muser.
That's not true. That's
that's a different deal.
In its own way, it has its own special charm. Junior, why is this the worst moment of the year?
Well, Bob, many years ago, I felt like I had a calling from above to go into my lab and determine what is the exact worst moment of the year. So let's start with the month. I had to figure out the worst month. It's clearly August, right?
Clearly, okay.
The heat index is currently 111, so we have the worst weather of the year in August. We have our hottest temperatures. It's the worst sports month, I believe, because you have nothing but dog days baseball, preseason football, and WNBA basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible from a vacation standpoint, because for the most part, everybody takes their summer vacations in June and July, and August is a kind of get back to the grind thing. Kids have to go back to school in August. There are no holidays in August. It's just all the way around a pretty miserable month. Now we don't even have the PGA Championship in August.
Oh, man. That's huge.
So terrible month.
Right.
So now we have to find the worst day in the month. And I think the worst day of any week is a Tuesday. Because my theory, at least, is Monday, you're well-rested from the weekend. You probably did something fun on the weekend, so you can kill a lot of time at work by telling your buddies stories from the weekend. So Mondays kind of go fast, and I think they're overrated as a bad day. Wednesday is hump day. Everybody kind of looks forward to that because you're on the downside of the week once you get past there. And Thursday and Friday are almost like weekend days. But Tuesday is stuck there in a really bad spot. You can't see the end of the week yet. You don't have the well-rested feeling that you had on Monday. So Tuesday is just a terrible day. So it's the worst day of the week.
So tacos can't even change that.
Tacos don't even change that.
Okay.
That's right.
That's severe.
Ticket Tuesday, 10:30 on Channel 4 on Free For All doesn't even change that.
Oh, wow.
Just got a little plug in there for Ducey.
That's good. We've tried, you know?
And so I figured the second Tuesday in August is the worst because the first Tuesday in August, it's still almost like July. the third and fourth Tuesdays are getting really close to September. So you can, the end is near. You can see the fall from there.
Yeah.
But the second Tuesday in August, you're just right in a really bad spot in the worst month. And then the worst time of day is 2 p.m. because you've just eaten lunch, so you have a bloated belly and you have that lethargic feeling you get after a big meal.
That's right.
And you still got 3 hours to go in the workday. Kids are still trapped in school. It's approaching the hottest part of the day. It's just a really, there's no good TV on. It's all judge this and judge that, court stuff, bad soap operas. So there's nothing going on. Sporting events haven't really started yet, so there's nothing happening at 2 in the afternoon.
A lot of court stuff.
That's how I determined 2 p.m., it's great time for radio. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
It's when you guys are on.
No, that's what's weird. I've always had a weird relationship with this moment of the day. So what's really interesting
on the second Tuesday in August at 2 p.m.
And what validates your point is that I don't know if you realize this, but you probably do. School starts tomorrow in our little neck of the woods. So the kids are wrapping up summer today, making this probably even worse. And I don't even know that I left them pizza today. So,
ooh, that's bad parenting.
So you're saying the
what
best,
about urine?
Well, I think you have to do that on your own. Maybe Junior can explain that to us. But I don't think you're supposed to make your own pizza. I think you're supposed to have someone else make you pizza to help you cope.
Either way, I guess it's better if somebody else makes it because then you're doing less work. But yeah, the urine question is a great question. You need to drink your own and you got to produce your own. So yeah, you couldn't have left your urine for your kids. That wouldn't have worked.
Okay. All right. Well, good. All right.
Hey,
well,
speaking of school, you know, on Monday, Plano and Garland went back. So we've already got some poor kids trapped in prison.
There's no way they're handling that well.
No way.
Yeah.
I think we should go to network on this day next year.
We should just
all get the day
just
off.
Just straight to network, and yeah. It's like sporting news radio right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would help because it's the moment is worse when you're at work. So if you got the day off, that would help things a little bit.
Yeah, do you think golf would fix this in any way, Junior?
It's so hot, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe West Coast golf would fix this. If there's some way we could swing a third week at training camp.
Is there a way to overlook the Pacific to help you cope with this being the worst moment of the year?
That would help a lot.
All right. We'll look into that for next year. Pizza and golf while overlooking the Pacific.
And not someone else's urine.
Don't mix bottles. Don't do that at all.
People getting sick out there.
No. Craig, may I apologize one last time for cutting it too close again? I'll learn next time.
I'm not falling for it next year.
I need a formatically sound radio show to pattern our show after so we can get the formatics right and thus have a wide berth for this moment.
Hey, you know what? I'm just happy to join you guys, and I'm happy we made it through the moment.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Craig, and good luck to your Browns and Cardinals this year.
Okay. Thank you, boys.
Bye.
Yep.
That's Craig Jr. Spank Miller. Exclusively on the ticket.
Thought there was going to be like a full Bird Box type situation where we look outside and we're just jumping out of the windows.
He's always so frustrated with our show because, oh yeah, the 150 segment. Well, we'll have plenty of time before 2, and then we're all like, okay, hurry, go.
Well, get done with the ticker.
A little warning would have been nice. I would have cut my ticker back a little bit.
Well, producer?
Oh, don't put this on Killer.
It's you guys.
That was good, Killer.
Not my fault.
That was good, Killer. All right, up next, we're going to talk about a film called Screwball. Next.